This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Life gets pretty boring when every day is the same. Take me on a rocket ship to see the Earth from space. I'm an explorer, baby. Wanna come over, baby. It's exploration time, exploration life.
Hey!
Good morning.
It's crazy.
I mean, the stuff that's happening to us is unbelievable.
We're totally in LA.
We're just basically in LA. And there's no other way to put it.
It feels like kind of funny, like kind of like when like there's like an episode and it's like randomly like
where it's like somehow right. Like they got an agreement where the like, cast could all be on a submarine.
Yeah. I hated when shows did that.
Right.
So I hope people are open to this.
Right. Don't be bringing a Natalie energy to your listening experience. I'm hating that.
Yeah. Like, don't channel like
I don't like that they're all together in like the cracker factory.
We also have a really exciting guest.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's hard to like deny that.
Do you want to speak on it?
Yeah, totally.
But I will too.
But maybe for a second, we'll just orient ourselves for a second. Like, we're in LA. Right. Like, we flew here. Like,
that's right.
That's how we got here.
I've actually been here for 2 weeks, and Natalie got here, I would say, basically 12 hours ago.
Yeah, it was kind of like, 16. Seriously, like, rock star
basically
shit.
Moments ago.
Yeah.
And we picked Natalie up at the airport.
Yeah, that
was
really nice.
So fun.
They made me check my bag because the ticket I bought was no carry-on ticket.
Yeah,
the airlines are getting really nasty.
They are
like,
getting
they're actually getting like really weird. And if you don't read the fine print, like you will have agreed to like, you signed up for no water.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they're
kind
you
of
bought
like,
a ticket. You can't get on the plane though.
Yeah, literally.
You're actually sponsoring part of someone else's
right.
ticket.
Right. And I was thinking like, if there was an airline that was just like, wait, like we want to do this like with like humanity, like they would make a killing. But then I was like, wait, they wouldn't. Like that's the whole thing. Like they wouldn't do that.
Right. Well, actually that happens all the time when people are like, you know what? Like we want to take out all the hidden fees, like you go to restaurants that are like no taxes, like no tip, like where it's all inclusive.
No, oh yeah, okay.
You know, like where that's all included in the price, and you go there, you're like, this is really expensive.
Yeah.
And then you like leave.
Oh.
Or not you, because I don't do that.
Right.
I love that because I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But other people leave because that happened to a restaurant across the street from my house and it closed.
Right. I want to say this about my flight,
mm-hmm.
and then it's time to bring in our guests. And mm-hmm. the idea that we're like warming it up for you is funny because it's like,
we're like, it's crazy. Airplane.
Like, no one gives a shit.
No, like, beyond. Like, it's like, bring in the
We're
guests.
Also like, airline travel is crazy. We can't say how.
Right.
We're like, it's private.
Save that because I want to talk about that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just bring in our guests.
Yeah.
I'm actually so excited that our guest is here.
Yeah, they're really
they're
cool.
They're amazing.
And
I'm actually like a fan.
Yeah.
Like, a big fan. And I'm actually like a huge listener.
Wow.
Yeah.
To the music. And I just have to be honest about that. Like,
yeah.
I'm listening to the music.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's actually so beautiful. Like, I'm listening to the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's like you make music and we listen.
Right. Like,
you
that's like
I mean?
Such like authentic like exchange.
Right.
Like, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, I like enjoy
it's like bartering.
And, like, listen to it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like jumping around.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like really special.
Natalie
like
did.
To do something to get someone to jump around.
Yeah.
Natalie did one of your songs at karaoke.
Wow.
Yes.
I just actually
oh my
at
God,
Celeste's
you're right.
apartment and it was
oh,
like
yeah, it was awesome.
Literally, I was like jaw on the floor. I was like, this is such
what
a beautiful song?
I kind of unlocked my mouth.
Yeah.
Like you know how
yeah,
some
yeah,
snakes
yeah,
can,
yeah.
like open
okay,
up
I was
their
wondering
mouth.
I kind of knew that.
You did.
Because
yeah.
of the jaw thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
you
gotta
like,
you have to
really open it up.
Go wide.
And I actually saw you live once.
Where?
In New York City.
Cool.
People
love that
at
place.
An unknown venue.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But it was awesome.
Nice, hell yeah.
Okay, well, so our guest is Naomi McPherson.
Yep.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
That would be so crazy.
You got it perfect.
All right.
You didn't say Naomi, so that was good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Naomi, that's like British.
I don't know. People are weird about that.
From
story.
Muna, by the way.
From Muna. And from HeadGum podcast as well.
Right. Yep.
Actually brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. We are brothers.
Yeah, we're related.
We're actually brothers.
I really liked what you said, and I just want to say it because I want to remember it. I love that because I like that. I think that's really
what were you talking about?
What were you talking about?
You were talking about when they when restaurants include gratuity and tax into the bill.
Yeah. Well, one of the it's nice to
because
like
you
something.
Do love that because you like
I like
it.
That. Right.
Yeah.
I like it, and that just often tips over
it filters.
Into me. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
I love when it's something
like
I like.
Style.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I
so
love
true.
When it's something that I like because there's not a lot to like.
No.
So the things that you love, you also like.
If right. it's in the liking category,
right?
Yeah,
that's like such a loving experience.
You can right. love something and not like it.
Yes.
You can have love for something and not.
Oh
like
boy,
it.
And don't I know of, it?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Right. Like there's people that you like, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, I love them because I just like them.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
then there's people that you love that you're like, I don't like them.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's so like, well, that's so like sitcom or like someone being like, I fucking love you.
Yeah.
But I don't like you. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. No, not
that's
sitcom.
I,
like,
I just meant like that's what I meant.
Okay. Grey's Anatomy.
I said sit, but I meant wrong.
Yeah.
Drama.
We were talking about Grey's just
Drom-com.
Before.
Yeah.
Drom
com.
Mm-hmm.
It's. Dromcom.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys saying?
I like that.
a dromantic comedy.
Yeah.
Where's
that
when
category?
Just drogues on. It's romantic. I kind of lost that.
Yeah.
What airline did you fly here?
United.
Damn.
Okay. And I saw a girl with a little pin, like a 4-year-old. Like,
with a United
with
pin?
A little, yeah. I was like, oh,
was
I bet
scared.
She like meant the pilot.
I'm getting scared on planes these days.
Really?
Well, because of all
it's
the shaking about.
Because the door flew off.
Well, actually, it's that
a
like
lot of
not
crazy
even.
Shit happened.
Although
I know.
That did that is crazy.
Well, when we were booking flights mm-hmm. like home from this trip, mm-hmm. we were looking at them. We actually haven't.
Oh yeah, wait.
Did you fly into JFK or LaGuardia?
I flew,
or
from,
flew
Newark.
From. Oh okay. Oh okay.
Newark.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Oh
I
my
have.
God, that is
well United.
So
I should have known. United.
That's like I don't have a sense of like who goes where.
Yeah.
But
people are knowing about that
Newark
kind of stuff.
Blows.
Like,
yeah. Just from you know.
Yeah. I mean, road life.
I was United. I was loyal to United for a while.
Really?
Yeah,
what happened? They lost you?
They kind of lost me. Delta took me.
Sorry.
Delta's good. I have a history
it's
with Delta.
It's pretty nice.
A positive one.
Yeah.
Did you ever get the tapas snack box on United?
No.
first
wow.
thing Natalie said when
tapas?
She got in the car.
Well, I was so late for my flight. Like, I thought that I was on time, but I actually walked up to the gate
as it was closing.
No one was there.
Wow. They're on
and
the flight.
And the woman was like, you're late. And I was like, okay. But it was weird. So, but then I didn't have time to get any food. So I was like starving on the plane and I had to get a tapas snack box and it was amazing.
Wow.
And I actually ate every single item to completion.
Wow.
I'm doing that with the airline, like any airline food. I'm like, let's get it.
Yeah.
And I approach it with a let's get it attitude.
Right.
Yeah. And I always
yeah.
do.
Right. Yeah.
Well, because it's like you don't have like calories to spare. You're like,
you're
I'm
in
gonna-
the air. Like, it takes calories.
Yeah,
to...
where I'm just like, I don't know when my next meal is coming.
I think
so it's
there's
gonna
a
have
sense
to be this.
In the air.
I don't
where...
even know if I'm going to land. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
You're in a suspended state.
It's
definitely.
It's seriously crazy.
Yeah.
To be in a flight.
It's
like it's widowy crazy.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what's so cool about flight attendants is like, the crazy is their mundane.
They don't
like
give a shit.
They're
no, they're always like they're rolling their eyes at stuff where you're like, are you not afraid of God right now?
Right.
If they're scared, that's when you
that's
get scared.
When you have to look.
If they look nervous, you should be terrified.
Literally. There's a parenting Instagrammer who I follow as a non-parent.
Mm-hmm.
And her whole thing is like, you have to be like the flight attendant for your kids and look calm when there's turbulence.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Becky.
She's a doctor? Or she's just a mom.
She
you can be both. I guess.
I think she. I think something like happened, and she's both. Like,
okay.
Something
crazy happened.
Isn't that from that
college?
During like.
Isn't that from that thing of like the riddle of like the doctors operating
We've
on
actually,
the sun?
Actually, like discussed
and,
that a lot, like on the show.
Yeah,
you know why?
It's like
because can
she's
I repeat
the
this?
Mom
yeah,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I told the joke to my cousins who were like the joke, the hilarious joke,
the hilarious riddle.
Riddle to my cousins who were like. They were in middle school then, and all of them, so it was like the son gets into an accident, like the dad dies, like right away, they go to the hospital, like the person's like, I can't operate on this case, my son, how is that possible? Every single person were like, two gay dads. Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing. It's
so
still
things are
not
changing.
The mom.
It's
yeah.
just not
things
the
are
mom.
Changing.
Because
it's
when
a
you
not
say
the,
mom, what
it's
you
the
mean,
non-binary
it's not
parent.
About gender, it's about... the non-doctor one.
Right, right.
That's you're, so awesome.
It's not sexist.
No.
It's normal. It makes sense that people feel that way.
I'm not positive, but whatever.
Wow. Two gay dads. That rules. Things really are changing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People don't have a hard time imagining that a gay dad can be a doctor.
Yeah.
That's within
they almost
the realm.
Prefer it.
They want that.
Yeah.
If you're a gay dad, you might as well be a doctor at that point.
Right. It's I'm really trying close. I'm sure they've done that on Grey's by now. They didn't have it when
they
I was
should have
watching,
done that
but
exact plot line on Grey's.
Well, because what's his name was gay.
T.R. Knight.
Yeah. Who? Shout out.
T.R. Knight. Who's is that his name? I want to say T.R.R. Knight. But
that?
I think I'm thinking
that's
of
J.R.R. Tolkien.
He was on Grey's.
T.R.R. Tolkien. What?
They should have Gollum on Grey's. So I'm trying to find something
they
like...
They basically do.
They right. find the cure for like, his
problem. No. I want him thing? To be just a doctor. Like, he's just a normal, yeah, like, doctor. Yeah, yeah.
They, like, flew him in. He's, like, the best surgeon ever.
I want
it. Something like that.
Yeah. I want to do surgery. He's doing, like, that
I saw Lord
stuff.
Of the Rings, and I liked it, but I loved Gollum. Mm.
Yeah.
Gollum, I thought, was actually, like, top number one favorite character I've ever seen in anything.
Really?
Yeah, actually easily. Like, for sure. Because he's this little, wretched little creature.
I want to just say, like, I don't know this thing.
Okay,
like,
can
I
explain it?
Okay. I've heard of him. Like, I think I know he has, like, a little bit of hair on either side. Yeah.
He does have a little bit of hair. Yeah, I have seen it.
Okay, are you a fan?
I enjoyed it in my youth, but I think I enjoyed it because there are really hot women in it.
Yeah.
Really?
And that kind of had me fucked up. Well, Liv Tyler's in it.
Yeah.
And Liv Tyler's,
oh, my God. And she's
Liv
the most beautiful voice ever.
Insanely
hot. Oh, in
hot.
Her, like, white angel dress.
She's like,
don't know she... And Cate Blanchett's also in it. You, that might be who you're...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. But Liv Tyler's wearing, like, purple, like, velvet stuff.
Yeah.
And she's just,
like... She's like a whore.
She's just... Yeah, she's, like, a really hot whore in it. Sorry. She's not. Respect.
I'm really sorry. Liv.
She has to decide whether to basically awesome. Like kind of die slash remain immortal or marry and fall in love with like the human guy and like sacrifice her immortality.
And?
Do you want to know? She sacrifices her immortality. Duh.
I think that's swag. Yeah.
No, it's swagged out.
What's life without love?
Right. And that's lit. She's like, I'd rather live 1,000 lifetimes. I'd rather live 1 lifetime with you than 1,000 lifetimes without you.
Oh, she said that?
Something like that.
She easily could have said
right.
that.
Yeah, she basically did.
Immortality is like
with her body
big time
language.
Curse. Like, yeah, right. That's kind of like
that.
An easy trade.
Well,
it's
also like she's like, it's with her dad. She's like,
she's like with her family. But do you want to be immortal with your family? No.
Right. She's like, dad. Like, I kind of want to be with this guy.
She's on like a never-ending like family road trip vacation right. with her dad, or she can go like
you
fuck
can be with
for
your
20
dad.
Years and
yeah.
die. Right. Like, hello.
She's like, hi. I'm taking that one. But with Gollum, it's like he's just this little creature who like the whole thing. The kind of one of the theses of Lord of the Rings is that like evil is something that kind of visits you, or like a desire for power is like a force
right.
in itself.
Because the ring,
it, like it makes you like
yeah,
it makes you covet it and makes you like want to bring it to the guy who made it or whatever. And
I actually I watched the beginning of it on a plane,
right? So
and
you get
I
it.
Literally it acted to me as a completely intoxicating sleeping agent. Right. Like the second it started and I saw those like grassy little like house that the little guy was living in, I was like.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's cozy.
Yeah.
But basically, Gollum, he's like, he's just this little guy, but he's like randomly.
He watches the ring. He protects the ring.
He had it for a long time and then he lost it.
And that's what made him look so crazy.
Yes.
He totally flipped out.
He totally
he freaked
flipped
the fuck
out because basically, it's just like
he couldn't handle it.
Defining power ran through him. And it's just.
But was he in charge of the world when he had the ring?
No. He just like had this thing that was so precious to him.
He was just ran through.
He was just ran through.
By the ring?
Yeah. The ring ran through him. That's
he's
right.
like getting effed by the ring, like constantly.
I mean,
by the
kind
way,
of.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
you guys.
He's
saw
down
something.
Bad.
Right. Yeah. We looked at each other meaningfully.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like,
he's
by the
down
way,
bad for the ring.
Yeah, he gets fucked by the ring.
Right. Kinda. Yeah.
Period. All
right.
And he's really fucked up by it, and it makes him talk crazy. It changes everything.
Yeah.
About him.
Mm. There's this crazy scene where he's talking to himself. That's really famous.
Rules.
Where he's like, because he's like has this like split personality, and it's like he's talking to himself in like a pond or something, and he's like yelling at himself, and it's so like brutal and dark and amazing.
What's your in with it? Like you.
Why do I love it?
Or yeah,
just because it's
like
I like the idea. I like. Evil as like a force outside of you that like visits you. Mm. I think that's interesting to me.
It,
and also like something like just like really struggling with something and wrestling with something in yourself big time, wanting to be good, but like
being so tempted
and like a desire for power being like a really independent intoxicating agent. I think is really compelling.
And it's intoxicating to many of the different characters in the in ways that are there's some sad shit that goes down.
Yeah.
It's It's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
It's a fun
one.
But
I know at least there's one happy ending with Liv and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
You, can I say another
she's
cool?
She's insanely hot.
Yeah. So another that's, cool woman
that's
moment.
That's happy the yeah, whole go, time. Yeah, like, yes.
You know the one I'm talking about. Yes. Yeah,
it's cool.
It's
you
cool.
Guys are crazy.
You gotta watch it. What's the exact context? He said some big evil guy
the big
is like,
evil guy.
I cannot be slain by no man or something. Yeah. And then a girl character who sneaks her way into the fight and she's fucking awesome.
That's Liv?
No, this is another chick.
Another girl, and she actually loves the same guy Liv loves.
Yeah, Love Triangle.
Love Triangle, and she like loses out on him, but whatever, because she gets to say, she takes off her helmet, and she has like long blonde hair, and she goes, I am no man, and then kills him.
Because she's a woman.
And she goes crazy on him. Yeah.
She goes crazy on him.
She basically does her thing on him.
She's like, yeah.
They do a dance battle. It was early 2000s.
They did formation.
Okay,
and he was
ladies,
slain. Well, you guys have me. Like, I'm down to watch. Yeah, like, I'm open to it. Like, my
it
heart's
is
open.
Fun. It will make you tired, though. Because there are big, long swaths of it that are really, like, peaceful. And you're
scenic.
Like, damn, I'd kind
of
like to
and also a lot of
get
long,
an Airbnb there.
There's a lot of long battle scenes.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's not doing much for me.
Maybe it's good to, like, watch, like, take an Adderall and watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you're, like,
and I will, last thing on Lord of the Rings, I can't believe
honestly,
this is how this started.
Let's
this
not make
amazing.
Promises we can't keep. Like.
But last thing from me on Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
It's cool to watch something where there's like everyone, it's not CGI.
That's the whole thing of
they're
it.
They're in, you know, other than the guy who's playing
Gollum.
Right.
Which is CGI.
Yeah.
It is CGI, but he's, you know, they,
he's
no offense
the
to the guy who did it, he kind of looked like him.
Andy
they kind of based the
word,
face
word,
on his
right,
face.
Right.
And he is like, he's in a green suit
based
all the
on
acting
his face.
And stuff. You know, he's like,
he's
he was
amazing.
In there.
Yeah.
And he was amazing. And everyone, there's like, the it's just like a lot
the
of elaborate costumes.
Are real. Yeah.
And
yeah.
People on horses and crazy costumes, all the evil people.
Yeah,
that's
it's
cool,
all like,
it's kind of sick.
They're so like the
miniatures.
Yeah.
A lot of miniature work.
Yeah,
what
they did
mean?
Like all they made all these like
castles
big
and
castles
shit.
And miniature
oh,
to like shoot
for like
them.
The faraway scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
it's pretty
cool.
Awesome. Bring that back.
The whole thing.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Sorry to be a freaking millennial about it, but
well, I think it's time to be a millennial about it. I like miniature stuff. I think that I would like to do that kind of work.
I think well,
making like
miniature
a miniature
work.
Castle. Like,
oh, fabulous!
And then someone
so
uses
cool.
that as a shot for them the outside. Guys, I'm ready to do that kind of thing. Like, I don't have like training or practice, but I'm ready to learn. Like,
on the job.
What's the path? Like, just give it to me.
Yeah. One time in college, I
just
took
give
a
me what
sculpture
I want.
Class.
Like,
and we met, there was like a natural history museum on campus, and we met the, and in front of it, there was a big Triceratops sculpture.
Where'd you go to school?
Yale.
Okay, nice. Oh, yeah, cool.
Just to be like,
say
that.
It loud, say it proud. Yeah, like, right, you're a Yale man.
Yeah.
And
it's good.
We talked to the guy who did the Triceratops sculpture, and he did all the like, and it was kind of a random natural history museum. It like wasn't that popular, but he did all like the dioramas, and he was like just obsessed with like, he was like, I've been spending like for 10 years, I've made leaves like this, and then last year I had a breakthrough, and now I make them like this.
Wow.
And it was just
using
like
different material.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, because you would do the dioramas that you see in like the natural history museums. Mm-hmm. And it's like a really intense like crafting process.
Right. That's really cool.
It was really cool. It's like I've never actually met anyone who's so devoted to like, you know, a craft for the sake of a craft. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and 10,000 hours. You know,
he was doing
even, even after the 10,000 hours, things can still shift and change.
That's right.
It's nice
right.
to know that your creative process is malleable. And
right,
totally.
Exactly.
And like what happens at 20,000 hours, like
yeah.
with
right.
the leaves.
Right.
Like.
He's like,
different
I don't. We don't need them
entirely.
Yeah.
Scratch
he's like,
the
leaves. I realized, like, this shit. Like, I don't like this shit.
Yeah,
I quit.
I then actually. Got really bored.
Yeah.
You know what I found out by taking a kid I nannied to some museum like 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
They realized that a lot of the dinosaurs had feathers.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, you guys know.
Well, because they're birds.
Right.
Right.
Like, the Triceratops was literally like a chicken.
Right.
Like, it was covered in
like
feathers.
Like a big, right. fucked up
right.
little chicky chick.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that- everybody knew that. That's great. I don't want to talk about it. I just wanted to make sure we all knew.
Yeah.
And I'm just, maybe I'll just do a lap around the office. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Touch
you
in
someone
with everyone
up while
else.
They're sleeping in the morning.
Yeah.
Hey,
sleepy.
Headphones.
Head.
Hey, just 1 second.
They were birds, so they had feathers.
My friend who I'm staying with, we woke up to pee at the same time last night.
Oh.
And we kind of like met up in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
And I was kind of like,
oh
this
my God.
Is so funny.
Did you
I
have to
that.
Do the thing of like, were you coming from the same direction?
No. Opposite.
Okay.
So
met
it was like kind of like,
who's going
I
first?
Like
yeah.
saw his door open. I was like, that's so crazy. He sleeps with the door open. And then the bathroom
thank you.
Door shut.
Sleeping with the door open is fucking crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Close that shit.
I think it's bad, like, energy situation.
Well, the closet, if a closet is, a, like...
No, it's so
drawers like, and closets and doors are open.
It's like, let's not ask the monster.
Right, literally,
to come
it's like
out.
It's like you want a monster to come and get you. Like, it's insane.
Or like, sorry, you want like scary, crazy to hide in there.
Right. Well, can I say it's hard because I have a cat.
You guys are like, no.
Oh, okay.
But I actually sleep with the door closed to them because they really disturb my sleep.
Yeah.
And I love them, and we have our time together. Totally. And people think I'm really cruel for it. I'm projecting that people imagine.
I don't
think
so because there's two of them.
They have each other, and it's nighttime. They're up.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys want your time, right? They are, seriously, I close the door and I hear them. They're like, now is their time.
They're like,
yeah. Right. They're running around.
Yeah.
But, right, there was a while where I left the door open to them and it was very disturbing for me.
Because they come and they look at, stare at you until you wake up.
Mm. Just the thing of having a door open.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, and there's a light coming.
And also you have a roommate.
Yes.
So exactly. It's like unacceptable.
Beyond like weirdness.
Right,
like,
exactly. It's not
Door open to the roommate.
Literally like
can't have that.
Crazy.
Right.
Deranged
but
behavior.
Sometimes but the story is actually private and I'll tell you guys later. Okay. Let's do our list.
Yeah.
Right? So we both, just for the listeners, brought in a list of ideas of our topics we want to discuss, and Naomi, we're going to give them to you.
Okay.
And you get to be kind of like the keeper of them, and basically you read them out, and then we just say them.
Okay.
And you can kind of just like
starting now.
You need to start.
And there's no timer, and it's
there's basically absolutely no timer.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
It could be
okay.
However you want.
The timer is like if someone has to pee pee, like we take a break.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So, okay, I just pick whichever.
Yeah.
You just, some of them seem related.
Right, that's interesting.
But we didn't plan
on
that.
On the different list?
They're related within the list.
Mm. Oh. So that's kind of like just us being repetitive. Like. Right.
Okay. We'll start universal and then get personal.
Okay.
Let's start with the question. Who is representing me?
Okay, so that's mine.
Yeti,
who is representing
me?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we talked about this morning, so I added that.
Okay.
Who is representing me? That's the thing of, like, when someone leaves you a voicemail or you call someone and you listen to their voicemail and you're like, that's your voicemail? And, like, then it makes you be like, I wonder what my voicemail is, which I certainly made. Like, my voicemail recording, I made, like, maybe, like, 15 years ago or something. Like,
I love when people's voicemail is their like middle school voice. Like,
yeah.
It's like, hey, like this is Natalie.
Yeah.
Leave a message at the beep.
Yeah.
It's so cute, actually.
I don't know what mine is.
Right. It's not our business. It's like we actually put it out there and we don't really get control over it.
Do
we
you guys
change
know?
It.
Can we do ours right now?
Here's the thing. Sure. This is interesting because I like the nature of this question. I was thinking about my voicemail this week.
Really?
I went through a long period of time where people were like, I can't leave you a voicemail. Your mailbox
it's
is full.
Oh,
I was like, I have no idea why.
Right.
I have no idea why because I have 3 saved voicemails. I truly
didn't
understand why.
Right.
Now people can leave me voicemails now.
Well, how did
and
you
it
get
did
there?
Have me thinking. I didn't do anything.
It just one day it opened up its heart.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you just got to leave problems
clerical
alone.
Issues at Verizon were solved
right.
without my knowledge. But yeah, it had me thinking, I have no idea what my voicemail is. Right. I really have no idea.
Should
and
we
you still
listen?
Don't know?
Are we
yeah,
ready
we
to like
let's
discover?
Let's do it. Let's call it. Okay. Because I called Charlie this morning.
Do you know what mine is?
Yeah. It was.
Is it like normal or no?
It was some guy, and it was actually different than the usual one who's like.
Oh, like
you
I have a different
haven't
guy?
Reached. I don't know. It just felt like I was just like, this is just weird.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay. This is Charlie's.
The call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available at the tone.
I feel like they changed the person.
Yeah, like, I don't have... Oh,
it
so
used
I don't
to be
have
more
that's a
robotic.
New guy.
Yeah, isn't that a new person? Like, I feel like they, like, replaced Steve on Blue's Clues. Like, it's kind of like they're thinking that you won't notice, and it's like...
But you immediately
It used
do.
To be like, the call is... But record it. Like, it used to be more, like, robot.
Isn't
zone.
It the lady who's going, like, your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Yes, yeah, right,
system.
Right.
Wait, that's the other thing with voicemail is, like, for a long time, and still with some people, it, like, is explaining the concept of a voicemail.
yeah.
They're like, okay...
Yeah.
So you're trying to reach someone, they're not there. What's gonna happen is
you're
gonna
hear
a
tone.
It's gonna record that message. After there's gonna be a beep, that's when you'll speak. When you're done, hang up, and then they'll be able to listen to that later on.
I don't know if I've told this.
So true.
I have a voicemail related story.
Okay, let's be
and
hearing that.
Me saying that I don't have saved voicemails is actually not true because there was a period of time where a woman kept calling my phone confused
totally
at the concept of the voicemail, I think several times over with like different deeper layers to it. She would call me. She would accidentally call me.
Someone you know?
Someone I don't know.
Right. She would accidentally call the woman.
Yeah, the woman. I don't have her number saved. I think it actually shows up as an unknown number. She would call me and sort of say, "Hi, Naomi. This is Danielle. I was trying to reach my husband and I accidentally called you and ignore this message."
Stop it.
And then
wait, you're joking.
I'm not kidding. I'm gonna find it.
That's
gonna find
so
it.
Funny. So
yep,
she
here
would...
we go. Here we go. Hold on, I'll play it for you. Hold on. Sorry. How do I fucking make? Give me a second.
Yeah.
I have her. She's on here.
There's no way to make them
which
loud
is like, did
too.
She call for from a blocked number?
I disagree.
Really don't understand why. Okay.
I know how to do that. It's not that hard.
Okay, here we go. Fuck me.
I'll never lie to you.
Okay, yeah, hold on. I got a couple. Yeah. I don't know if I told the story before. If I have in public, I'm sorry. And you're hearing it again.
Hello, Naomi. I misdialed. I should have dialed 7-8 instead of 7-6.
Disregard this message. Okay. And
wait,
then
that's so
and,
sweet.
And then wait, two I'm then obsessed. 2 months later, she leaves me this voicemail.
Hi, Naomi. My name's Danielle and I have misdialed my husband. So I am sorry for this message. Bye.
I'm obsessed. That's
isn't that cool?
So funny.
Why is that
like
cutie pie as
because
hell?
It's like why don't you just hang up? Like right. And she only knows your name from it on your voicemail.
I guess, yeah.
Right.
That's how so you funny.
Like, yeah. Yeah. She
hey, Naomi.
To follow through with the yeah. This
I
is Danielle.
It's Danielle.
I don't
again.
Know you.
I guess maybe she's thinking that you would be yet, like calling so. Her back or something.
Yeah, I'd be worried because it's like
like a number called you.
Same area code as me. Like maybe it's someone trying to reach me or something. But it shows up as an unknown number.
That's
which is like,
so
are you calling me from
funny.
A blocked number? Are you
hi,
calling
Naomi.
Your husband from a blocked number?
She sounds so disappointed.
Yeah.
Hi. Like with herself.
She sounds right, like
I
in
know,
the car as well.
I did it again. Like so, I'm trying so to find my husband.
I accidentally dialed 7-6 instead of 7-8.
Well, I know the
ignore,
problem.
A disregard
I dialed
7-6
instead of 7-8. Not your fault at all.
The idea that you would be so like
text her back
that
hi Danielle,
literally like do not worry about it. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, don't. It's all
like,
good.
Hey Danielle, no problem. Totally get it.
Got your message. I understand that you weren't trying to reach me. All good.
We keep calling each other. Yeah, that would be fucking awesome.
You talk like for the rest of your lives, basically. Yeah.
Hi, Danielle.
It's so cute she gave you her name.
I know. She didn't give me her name on the first one. The second
right,
one, months
right.
later.
Because yeah. She's kind of like, I'm bothering you. Like,
yeah.
Here's
you
what
owe,
I'll come
owe
clean.
You this.
Like,
yeah.
I'm Danielle.
Just so you can put a name to the voice.
That's
this
harassing
is
you like crazy. I like that.
I wonder what her cool. story is.
I don't know. We can't find out because her number
is blocked.
You actually have to wait until she calls again.
I know.
And then
it's
you
been
have to
many
be
years.
There. Oh, really?
It's actually been 10 years. Since that last
really?
Voicemail, it's been 10 years. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's time for maybe like a misconnection.
I know.
Right,
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you
Danielle,
were,
if you
were
you
the
are
Danielle
listening.
Who
yeah.
called my phone.
You,
your husband.
Right.
Your husband. Yeah.
She's
let
covering.
Me see. I, yeah.
Right. I was
December
trying to reach
of
my,
2013. This is when
husband.
She called me.
December 2013.
Completely
wow,
unknown number.
10
this
years.
Is really crazy.
Wow. That's awesome. We've had our phone numbers for a really long time, I'm realizing.
I've yeah. had mine for. I've had mine since right after 9/11 when
whoa,
I got my
really?
First phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Was yeah. that, was that related?
Yeah. My
you're
mom was
York?
Like, no, no. Oh. I'm from San Diego, and they thought that San Diego was next.
Why?
Because
military base.
Wait,
you
and,
know we're going to San Diego
and the,
in like a
and
second.
The, pilot, the pilots who did the stuff, trained, they
oh,
lived in San Diego for a
oh
time.
Oh, my God.
They trained there. I don't know.
Okay,
so they
it.
Were like, it's coming.
San
it's
Diego
happening.
Was like, lock the shutters.
It's us. But I went to, I've told the story a million times, but I went to a Spanish immersion school, and when I went to school on that day, and no, like I was like one of 10 kids in the whole school who was like sent into school, and they just made us run laps. They were like, yeah,
you're like, sure.
Just go.
Wait, run laps, like not even like play a movie, like
right.
No,
they
didn't
like,
even
they
play
were, like,
a movie.
Punishing
they
you?
Were like, it's actually too sad.
They're
so.
Like, you need to train.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Start now.
Get yeah. strong and yeah. just keep running.
Because yeah. you got a few more years, and then the draft is
right.
is coming.
There
right.
it comes.
Yeah, but I got a phone right after. My mom was like, we
yeah.
probably
yeah.
need to get you a cell phone.
My
cousin like,
did
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Not me. But you know we're going to San Diego today?
Are you really today?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, where? Casbah? Where are you going?
I don't know. Mic drop. We're doing a show.
Comedy. Oh, okay. We're doing a show.
What's Casbah?
Which, by the way, we...
Yeah, it's another, like, yeah, it's another little venue.
Exactly.
But yeah. I haven't... I don't often return, but I can give you good Mexican food restaurant recommendations. That is pretty much what San Diego has to offer.
We're open to that. We have a friend from there who's always talking about the beautiful visuals.
Yeah.
The beaches.
The beaches are, you know what? Yeah, the beaches are nice. They're a little, they're slightly better than LA beaches. Mm-hmm. All right. LA is a better city in every way.
Right.
Okie dokie. There you have it.
So you'll have some stuff to look forward to. There's good food.
There's some flooding there.
Is there? Oh, you know what? That makes sense because my aunt likes to send me TikToks that I don't respond to.
Right. Okay. I mean,
and she sent me one of like videos of flood compilation.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
In terms of like what an aunt could send, like
it's pretty good.
Flood compilation is pretty cool.
Yeah. Right. It's all right. Yeah, yeah. She sends all types of different stuff.
Yeah. Right. That's cool. You gotta diversify.
Yeah. She's on.
Catching one way, get another. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what was that? Oh, who's representing you? Yeah. Who speaks?
It's a great
for me?
Question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it comes up in a lot of ways.
Right.
Yeah.
But we don't have to keep going on it.
Yeah.
Well,
I like that.
It would really be up to you.
No.
So then we're done.
To end it with, you know, end it in the second season while it's still.
Right. Exactly. Leave him wanting more.
Fleabag it.
Right.
Fleabag it.
Okay.
Fleabagging it right now.
Yeah. Shout out.
Major shout out.
Huge shout out to Fleabag. Yeah,
it's good.
Definitely, really it's is. It's good. Fucking good.
That priest or whatever.
Yeah.
God, they haven't really. They don't make them like that anymore, and that was pretty recent. Mm-hmm. So it shows you how far things have fallen. Okay, I'm curious about this because you have. There are two things that are related on this,
I
wonder if you'd like to speak to them
in tandem.
In tandem.
Okay. Yeah.
The issues that you've raised are.
Two words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and how did they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met, and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And it works, and that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's kind of like, ew, why did you want to share all that stuff?
Right, but Hinge, it's kind of like you have to.
But then you need it to be able to have a conversation.
It actually shows if I were like, ugh, they're making me do this. And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God. Right. Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah, and specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA+ prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts, so we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was... This is actually something that comes up. People like to talk about their early gay feelings, so I could see that being a really good prompt. Like, mine would probably be, like, when I saw... this like on TV, like there was this girl like and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa. And you were like,
but I'm looking for what that movie was. Okay, it made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in my stand up where it's like I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So you could say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA+ prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Green Goddess, mm-hmm. and Tableside Caesar.
They totally are related.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are those related? I don't really see the connection between those two. Like,
well, I just wanted to just talk for a sec about like Green Goddess and like wonder about like who got there first with the idea of like like the Green Goddess. Like, first of all, like, was that an idea just conceptually before it was a dressing? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like the Green Goddess.
The Green Goddess. Like, who is that? Like, was that a thing? And like, did people? I know there's like a Green kind of Goddess, pagan, like mm-hmm. Mother Nature. Mm. But,
right.
But were they saying Green Goddess before they put like the herbs in like the yogurt for the dressing? You know what I mean?
What is a Green Goddess?
I was going to ask a clarifying question. Yeah. What is in
what
it?
Goes into
I'm aware of my guess, and I'm going to be needing to be corrected on it. And I'm actually looking to Anya randomly for that.
Green Goddess ingredients list.
That's
is it?
No, yes.
Oh, sorry. Everyone's getting like really scary at me. For a second. We like just met. Okay. Officially. Okay.
Do you guys want to guess or you want to just me to read it out?
I want to try and guess, please.
Okay.
So I believe it's any type of like dairy.
You're thinking yogurt based.
I'm thinking it's yogurt based with then a bunch of herbs that make it green.
The titular
and
green.
Potentially, don't even talk to me. Potentially even avocado.
Interesting.
Whoa.
Now, what's the truth?
Wait. No, tell me.
No, go ahead.
To guess?
No, I also like guess, please.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you said, I'd like to guess, please.
Well, and I like guess, everything.
Please.
Guess, please. Guess, please, Charlie.
Okay.
Yeah, guess, please.
I'm thinking it's like olive oil based, is the kind of fat.
That's annoying me because I think you're right.
Yeah. But actually what I'm feeling now is I'm like, maybe it's one of those things where it's like, right, technically an official Green Goddess is this.
But
actually it's any like any green dressing like in modern parlance gets called that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And I think that you should guess, please.
As I find myself sitting here between the two, I find myself torn because.
Between the two.
Due to the fact that I have seen mm-hmm. in my cooking searches vegan Green Goddess recipe.
Right.
Which makes me think that
there's...
it might be olive oil based, but it might also have some kind of dairy element.
Right. Because why would you need to specify?
Veganize it. Right.
Right.
Like, is there mayonnaise in it or something?
Right. So let's find out.
What's beautiful is that everyone's kind of right in their own way.
I knew it!
Yes, perfect.
I didn't know that.
Let me see if I
know. News to me.
Know it now.
That's not true.
We're all right in our own way.
We've got mayonnaise, sour cream.
Wow.
I just realized I don't know how to pronounce this. Chervil?
I don't know what that is.
That's brand new to me.
Yeah. Great. Thank God.
Chervil?
Yeah, I think it's an herb, but I realize I've never said it out loud. Chives, anchovy, tarragon, lemon juice, and pepper. However,
anchovy as well, yeah.
It was.
Sounds good.
Do we want to hear the whole history?
Yeah.
It's short.
Yeah.
Most accepted theory regarding its origins points to the Palace Hotel in San Francisco, 1923.
Wow. Okay, so it's old.
Yeah. Wanting something to pay tribute to actor George Arliss and his hit play, The Green Goddess.
Wow, so I kind of asked like a very like answerable question.
Right.
Like I thought I was kind of just posing a question like to be or not to be, like something that's more just like you just talk about it, and you're never really sure.
Right,
but
more esoteric.
This is
so cool if one of us had known that answer.
Yeah,
you're like, well, you know, it's the George thing.
That's
right?
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
George.
It's crazy that he concocted this dressing, which like the play became a hit. That never happened.
Whoa. Wow. Back to back.
That's crazy.
He's no like, I'm nailing it in plays and dressings.
Yeah. I can't lie. I've never heard of the play.
That include avocado and basil, so you were right
about
that.
Okay, thank
and
you.
Mayonnaise, technically olive oil based.
Mayonnaise.
I was like, where am I?
Mayonnaise based dressing.
Right, and it is kind of interesting. It's like they were both a hit, but it's like.
Only one is a hit now.
Like, the dressing far outlived the play.
Right.
Well, it has a Wikipedia page, the play.
Interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
The Green
and maybe
Goddess.
The play was written based off of like a dressing from before.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Charlie, come on.
I don't think so.
I know it doesn't make sense, that but I just really said it.
It like, could be cyclical.
Cyclical.
There's like that. So now much you come down more. So by the way, hard, the Wikipedia like, of this just keeps going. You guys should. We don't have time, but there's so much. Good. So many interest. There's like a locomotive involved.
Whoa.
There often there's are a from locomotive that time.
Involved. Yeah.
Wait, are you cool if you did a trifecta?
1920 and before.
What are you talking about that? And what are you talking about that?
1920 and before, locomotives are cars. More. Often. Is that true? Not.
Wait, I thought a locomotive is a word for a car.
Locomotive is a train.
No way.
I love this because I like it.
Because I like it.
I love it because I like
what
it.
What about this? Come on, do the locomotion with me.
What is that? I had that I on a CD, like an 80s
no,
CD.
No, 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 I wrote that.
Oh, okay. It's time to do Song of the Week.
Okay. Not oh my God, with a musician here.
Right, exactly.
Okay, this is.
Go ahead.
Well, it's not Song of the Week. Oh, yeah, yeah, it is. Sorry.
Yeah.
We have a segment, Song of the Week. Charlie picks a song.
Yeah.
It's actually like only he gets to decide. And then there's Natalie's Song of the Week. And I get to have my own little one to the side.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yes.
Just happened like that.
Yeah. Yours is more specific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mine is the general, like it's the Song of the Week.
Emmys, Creative Arts Emmys.
Exactly. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, totally.
Song of the Week is High Five by Angel Olsen.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay. That's great. I'm going to defer mine to our guest.
I liked what you just sang.
Come on, come on, do the locomotion with me.
Locomotion by Natalie.
Locomotion by Natalie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think from the 20s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you write that in the 20s?
I wrote it based on a dressing I saw. and then someone wrote a play dressing. Based on the song.
I love the idea of having like multiple hits, but in really different like things.
Fields?
Yeah, where so it's like cool. Someone's like, it's like that, it's like Hedy Lamarr.
I mean, sir, I don't know.
She's an actress from like the 1920s or 30s or something.
Oh, but she like made the light bulb?
She basically invented like a radar thing.
Yes.
And everybody's always, and she's Jewish. And everybody's like, she was like a successful Hollywood actress and she invented like something with a radar and people are obsessed with it.
That's cool.
Yeah. And she's always in like SAT passages.
That's like how Bradley That's Cooper cool. was like in that episode of Actors Studio as a student. A little bit.
Right. It's a little bit like that.
I'm not aware of this, but That's I cool. love I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? He like asks a question to like Mr. De Niro or something. And right. he's like.
That's like how.
He's like, is it possible to like have like your off script or something?
You don't have to memorize all the words.
Yeah.
You don't even have to
what
read.
What is being off book?
Yeah. He asks like a super basic question.
Where does the book go when you're off book?
He's like, all right.
Do you memorize just the scene you're shooting that day?
Right.
It's valid. Like, or the whole script. Would go best with this? Mayo, avocado.
Chervil.
What, what?
What herb would go best in this dressing?
I'm thinking of a dressing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Did you know Bradley? Never mind. No, I'm going to go for it. Did you know Bradley Cooper actually appeared in Inside the Actor's Studio as a dressing? Okay.
He was addressing Mr. De Niro. Sorry.
Give it a shot. You basically, it's like in comedy, you sometimes try to recombine
Here's
stuff.
What I want to say. I will never fault you for taking a damn swing. Not in this life. I don't want a culture like that.
Mashup culture.
Right.
What?
Mashup culture.
Mashup culture. Literally.
Like when they mash up all the songs from the year.
Wait.
Earworm.
They should do that, but with a dressing.
Do they do that anymore?
They don't.
Maybe.
Maybe they do. I haven't checked in.
Let's check in.
2011,
on DJ
it really blew
Wait, no,
my
no,
mind.
They are doing it. They are doing it.
They DJ are?
Earworm?
I'm seeing it on TikTok very occasionally.
Really?
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
There's that song that was like about the songs from the 2000s that it's like.
Like a We Didn't Start the Fire thing?
Yeah, it's like that. But what did you say?
Are they all the same chord structure? That thing?
No, sweetheart. It's like this one song that's like. It's like, I just want to tell it to you because it's my cousin's favorite song. So okay. I just want to tell it to you guys.
Yeah.
So it's like, we will always remember loving each other. 2002. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but I like,
no,
I like
that.
Dancing on the moon in the middle of the wood of an old Mustang. I'll send it to you guys.
Yeah, okay. Please.
So the
Including
table
in the
side
show
Caesar
notes.
Yeah. is... A separate thing, but it is related in that they're both addressing. But I feel like let's just dive in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That like sorry, table side. I'm doing two in a row.
No, do it. No.
That I was like telling someone a story about like how cool it was that like I was at a place one time where they made a tableside Caesar. Mm-hmm. You guys ever had this?
No.
Okay. I went to Carbone in Miami.
Cool.
For my friend's birthday.
Whoa.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we got a Caesar salad, and they make it tableside. So they bring out this big wooden bowl, and they're like adding the olive oil, like whisking it, like putting in the like the mustard egg. Or whatever the fuck, the egg, like the anchovies, like blah 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 blah. So, like, and I was trying to tell a story. What'd you say?
I was just, they're doing it like you're not gonna fucking believe it, like it's Benihana.
Well, it's like supposed to be so cool, and as I was telling the story about it, I was like, it's actually like totally fucking unexciting. Like they're actually just like there's no like fire, like it's like they're just making a dressing. It's actually like not something that needs to happen tableside.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of like a dunk on like the table sized Caesar at Carbone. Let's go to the next thing.
I do think it is crazy. Maybe the thing that they're yeah. like kind of undoing by doing that is the idea that you can't eat raw egg.
Yeah, I actually was exactly going to say that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like that's the reason.
You guys are first of all being so adorable.
No, I knew
we're pretty aligned in a few different ways.
You opened your mouth
today.
That was like exactly.
Wait, because they're like we're gonna dare you actually.
Yes, we're gonna confront you. Yeah, yeah.
With this.
Yeah.
Is it an egg or it's an egg white?
It's an egg yolk.
A yolk?
No, sorry, I should not have spoken up.
I think it might be a yolk.
I think it is. I think it's a whole egg. I mean, I don't fucking know. I really don't.
I was going to make Caesar dressing like 2 nights ago.
And what happened?
And then I downgraded to just olive oil, lemon, salt, pepper.
That's it really doesn't get better downgrade. Than that.
What?
It doesn't get better than that.
I think it's great, but I do think it's a huge, like,
it is.
It's a real step back in terms of, like,
it's
effort.
Not table size.
Yeah. And no. It's just like, I don't want to buy, like, anchovies. I'm not going to, you know what I mean?
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Well, the thing about the Caesar really dressing yummy. Is if you're going to make it, it takes, like, a lot of effort. It takes, like, an hour and a half, and you have to, like, do a special shop because all the ingredients are crazy.
Yeah.
It tastes like the best thing you ever felt in the universe.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It actually is the ring from Gollum.
Right.
Yeah, yes.
In that it's so undeniably intoxicating, effortful, and it could ruin
like
you.
Arduous,
the pursuit of it. Yeah.
Next item to discuss is the concept of vacation house look.
Okay, vacation house look. So I was staying, I've been staying with my friends, and for the first, like, 4 days I was staying there, there were, like, five people in, like, a two-bedroom. So it was quite crowded. And I loved watching it as it gradually became more. It was like someone was sleeping on the couch, someone was sleeping on an air mattress. Like, and just, like, when a ton of people are together, a house just starts to look like a vacation house when a bunch of people are all staying there. And it has the same kind of, like, messiness.
Because it's, like, little piles of people.
Little
stuff.
Piles, and it's, like, there's not enough space for everybody to have their own space. So it's, like, someone's, like, clothes kind of like are like folded, but they're on the kitchen counter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like just the logic
totally.
Of it is like the house starts to kind of become messy, but in this very recognizably vacation house way.
That's cool.
And it's like every time I've stayed with a bunch of people in a house, like it's not worth like maintaining like order because it's not that long. So it just becomes like everybody's kind of stuff is everywhere. It's not like filthy. It's just like messy.
Yeah,
but like the pattern is like
the pattern is recognizable in the same.
It's like people's like little ways of being like organized.
Yes,
in
exactly.
like a messy room that, and they're actually not trying that hard to organize.
Right,
the same. Or
right,
something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like it's like there's like sunglasses like in a special like place
right.
on the microwave or something.
Right, but exactly. It's like someone's like pills and toiletries are like on top of the toaster, and you're like, that's just what it is.
There
that's
are no chairs.
There's no
chairs to sit in
because
there's
the chairs are like
my
walk-in
backpack
closets.
Is there.
Right,
yeah.
exactly. Like things get requisitioned.
Right,
as part of the like kind of look of it.
Yeah. That's kind of fun as fuck.
Right, and I was like, oh, this is such a nice feeling. Actually, I love like because it really is like we're living communally right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just walking through amidst everybody's stuff. And everybody's walking through my stuff. It's very, like... And also, by the way, it's, like, with the vacation I was experience, there's nothing better than, like, waking up in the morning
with
and being
friends.
Like, hi, my friends.
Totally.
And people are like, what do we want to do
so
today?
So sweet.
I love it so
Until
much.
Until you see a friend right when they wake up.
And they're mad? Or you're mad? Or why don't you say
what you're
going to
finish? No, I was just thinking, like, it's just such a new level of intimacy.
Yeah.
And what, they're screaming at you?
Waking up mad?
Right, they're waking up angry.
No, like, it's just, things. Like, so cute. Like, when you see someone wake up, you're
it's
like...
cute.
Yeah.
What?
Right. But then why did you say until? It's, like, cute until.
You
though.
Don't really know them.
Got it. Yes. You don't know them until you see that, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And they're in people's jammies and stuff.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
And
everybody has their little routines.
Right.
You come out, people are on
little
their phones.
Little routines are
like,
sweet.
Little routine, it's so
totally
cute.
Sweet. Little eye mask, you know, some people fuck around with all different kinds of things.
Yeah.
Oh, you wear a retainer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't actually know anyone who still wears a retainer, I don't think.
I do.
I know
one of the people in the house. Oh. I won't say who.
Please don't.
Okay. You do. The famous Patrick, who Patrick. We discussed right. earlier.
Shout out.
I know people. I occasionally wear a mouth guard, whoa. But not a retainer.
Yes, yes. I know of people using the mouth guard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. occasionally.
For grinding.
Yeah. Or just sure. clenching.
Clenching. You're clenching away at
yeah,
night.
I'm clenching. But I don't really, I don't know. Dentistry, I'm not sure.
No, I know. I feel the same.
I understand.
I feel that people need to go and need to floss, but I think they do, they are salesmen at the end of
yep,
the day.
They're upcharging.
Literally. Yeah.
They're trying to charge you for stuff, which no. is fine. Dental health obviously is very important. I mean, you have to floss or else plaque gets into your bloodstream and creates problems down the line. So, you know, whatever. Oh. Take care
serious?
Of your teeth.
It's a heart health thing?
Oh, yeah. Heart health and brain health.
Shoot.
They're finding links between the plaque on your teeth and the plaque that whoa. Grows on your brain when
are
you have
you
dementia.
Are you kidding me?
And stuff like that. I'm not kidding you.
Dude,
can I say
floss?
Can I say that I'm sorry. What? You go.
No, why don't you go?
I'm just freaking the fuck out. Like yeah. you're kind of blowing my mind. And
it's pretty fucked up. And heart health, heart disease, right. heart disease, right. gum disease, heart disease. There's a link.
Right. Well, here's what I'll say.
It's fucking insane.
I love flossing, and what I always say about flossing is I'm like. The thing that's nice about it is that when you floss, you can be like, at least I'm flossing.
Yes.
Mm. You're like, your life is falling apart. You're like, I'm
right.
flossing.
Right.
So that's like, I'm doing this good thing. Like, yeah. it's nice to just have that.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm flossing. Like, I'm yeah. starting to floss. Like,
yeah.
I flossed last night, actually, but my teeth are like, they're like, why did you hurt us like so bad like right. yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm like, guys,
yeah.
like, it's like for the greater good.
I was told to floss less.
Really?
Are you serious?
Due to gum, I was going a little too
gum recession.
A little gum, I mean, a little gum recession.
Yeah, I'm having that too. They're like,
you're
like brushing so hard mm-hmm. and intense
because it's so
bad.
Fun,
yeah,
right?
It's just awesome.
I have a soft bristle toothbrush.
Okay, interesting.
It's yeah. fun.
I do too.
Electric?
No, it's for travel.
Analog.
But I have
yeah.
electric for home.
Yeah.
Should
Sonicare?
I get an electric one?
Analog. It's Philips.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Just is that bad?
I don't think so. I think
wait,
it's fine.
You're like so beyond a dentist.
I know.
You're knowing
see, and I'm
so...
not going to try and sell anyone anything
right.
other than that they
you're
need to
floss.
You're
just being
real. Yeah. I'm
you're
a dentist.
Pure
if,
dentist.
I'm if a dentist was real.
Right.
I totally agree.
An honest dentist.
I'm yeah. a dentist who like doesn't want a fucking penny from you.
Right. Yeah. yeah.
I completely
exactly.
agree that like you're so out of your power when you're at the dentist mm-hmm. and it's like so important, it's your teeth and they could tell you anything
they right. could tell you anything it's and it's humiliating
right.
to be there
wait
spread
do you know my story about
wide
them?
Open
no.
when I was like I my dentist was like you need to get your wisdom teeth taken out and I was like okay and then I got them taken out and I went back to my dentist for a follow-up and he was like okay so I think you need to get your wisdom teeth taken out and I was like I just got them taken out. He was like, right. And I was like,
Charlie.
And by the way, he gave me a CD of his guitar covers.
No, Charlie, this man is
trying
done.
To sell you on more than dentistry.
Exactly. I really was like, he's like, have it. And I was like, sure.
No.
But no, I don't want that.
Not
a
have
CD
it.
Is cool. What year did he give you a CD in?
It's got to be
recently?
2017,
okay.
something like that.
So
yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't even have the disc.
I was like, I would love
anymore.
To be able to play this somewhere. But I can't.
Right.
They don't have the technology
to buy it.
He should give me a little piece of paper that has a QR code.
Yeah, exactly.
So
or ask if you have a Wii at home.
A little, like a flimsy piece of paper.
Like it's like laminated.
Right, exactly.
He hands them out like business cards,
right.
but it actually scans to his Spotify. Like
of like guitar, his
yeah,
album of guitar
so
covers.
Cool.
Okay, I'm really upset about what happened with the wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
I think that's wrong, and it's like reminding me of like mechanics, like the thing like they can say anything, and you. Have to
I
do, like,
also
whatever.
Like didn't nobody told me that like about like doctors like, and I once got this like sinus surgery that afterwards my dad was like, yeah, you probably didn't need to have that, and I was like, where were
did
you?
Did you get your adenoids removed?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa,
did
bro,
you do that?
You're knowing all about this, all kind of stuff.
I haven't had that, but it's been recommended to me before. Yeah.
Wait.
I have sinus issues.
No, sorry, turbinates.
Okay.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's
wait,
that?
Somewhere.
Where are the which is the what?
I don't know
they're
where
just,
it's
like,
all
structures
is, but it's
in there.
They're glomps in your
they're glomps,
face.
Basically. Wait, because I also have sinus issues, as yeah. you guys just heard when I blew my nose.
Yeah, I used to have chronic sinusitis.
Sinusitis. Bro.
It's the worst.
Sinusitis. You're
but
like
it kind of got better for me.
Really?
A
little bit.
What changed?
I don't really know.
Right.
I think moving, it could have been, I really don't know.
Yeah.
But I will say, ever since I had COVID, mm-hmm. the sinus issues have returned. Shoot. Not anything chronic to the point of needing antibiotics regularly.
Okay.
Like I
used
to be
like that. Yeah.
There, but
wait,
I'm not
how
there
do you
anymore.
Do it with like singing?
It's fine.
Okay. There you go.
Don't worry about that.
Great. Happy to check in.
Yeah. The sinuses are, you know, things reverberate from there in terms of singing, but I find that I would be more worried if I was like, chest.
It's like it's up, it's not down.
Up here
it's
is actually resonance. Okay.
Right.
It's doable.
Well, I have this theory, and it probably is wrong.
Let's hear it.
But I used to get really bad colds all the time. And actually, you remember, and I would complain about it a lot. Natalie was like, you're being annoying. But not, you wouldn't say that. I would just sense that.
And by the way, you're not crazy. Like, you're right.
No, I know.
You would be like, I have a cold. And I'd be like, you know, it's so funny. There's this thing that, like, men, like, are very, like, annoying about their colds.
And I'd be like, so what are you doing? Like, <be like>, And why are you bringing that up?
And? Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, it's just see how it's funny thing. Remembered.
Yeah.
Since I started Lexapro, I actually have not really gotten colds that much.
Wow.
And I've gotten them, they've been less bad. And I'm like, right, I'm sure it's because I'm just like less anxious about them. And like anxiety is like, when you're like high cortisol, whatever. And by the way, we can talk about cortisol being like the whole TikTok thing. Just want to asterisk that for later, whatever.
I haven't been on, so I'm not really aware, but are they finding out about that on there?
They're finding out about it, yeah. The TikTokers. But not like scientists, like the TikTokers.
Like the TikTokers are all like, it's like here's exercises you can do to lower your cortisol. Like cortisol
it's like,
are you
finding yourself like taking too long in the shower and like you like yell at your mom and like you like forgot your backpack? Like your cortisol is high.
Right.
Yeah. Okay,
and I'm like,
you're like, hey?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's like my kind of like pet hypothesis about why my colds aren't as bad.
I think that's really cool.
So it's just an interesting idea. And by the way, it might not be true.
I kind of think there's merit to that. Mm-hmm. I think being high stress, it lowers your ability to fight off infection.
Yeah,
probably.
Right. Because you're like, oh my God, I don't even have time to fight off this infection.
Yeah.
Like, just take me.
Because there's problems. Right.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Because my personal life is
very
complicated.
Because my personal life is, I'm figuring stuff out.
Right. And maybe it's like one of those like side effects that's like, they originally meant for Lexapro to be like a cold medicine. And then they were like, these people are like happy.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. That's so cool.
And I want to say more on vacation house stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. Great.
But I don't know what.
Someone's making the bacon.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sweet. Yeah. I just want to say that I really love it. And it's such a fun experience being in a house with all your friends. Mm. And like, it makes me really happy. Mm. So
if you're lucky, that's kind of what tour's like.
Aww. Wait, we're on tour.
Lucky. Yeah.
But we're not staying together.
No.
Next time. I wish we were.
And there's two. And you guys are three.
Right.
We're three, and as a larger group, we're nine.
With more bandmates who play.
So there's three of us. Yeah. So there's three of us, the three of us who write and produce and do record everything. And then
we produce it.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't like.
I'm literally like.
You are the one?
Hey, you produce it?
It's very collaborative, but I'm off most of the time. I'm the one sitting at the computer doing.
That's what I've seen. They fuck around on like that like big ass like thing
cool.
And like it's really cool.
I don't know
doing that kind
about
of stuff.
It.
Yeah,
we it's think fun.
It's magic. Yeah,
Patrick is a producer.
Oh hell yeah!
From the stories.
Yeah, you're gonna meet him.
Yeah,
he's so awesome. So you have all these band members that you tour with.
Yeah,
when you perform
bass and drums because none of us play those instruments. Mm-hmm. But so we have friends that do that. They're very good. And then we have like techs and a tour manager and a sound person and a girl who is a photographer and then a front of house person who does lights.
The lights are cool.
Thank you. They're shout out to Cole. He's very good. Cole Peterson. He's amazing.
That's like a really like.
It's fun to have
part
that.
Of it.
Well, it makes it fun for us. It's like
I bet.
It makes
it's
it way more
vibe-y.
Fun.
Yeah, like it really like
it makes you feel like you're in a play.
A fun
it's cool.
Show. Actually like
I'm so glad.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was
It'll be
really
better next
fun.
Time. It'll be well better, I hope. Next
Just
whenever
in the
next
sense that, like,
fucking time
you
is
always
over.
Like learn and grow.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And yeah, it's like, you know, you add a lights person and that changes everything and then you who knows what gets added next that
oh
changes
God.
Everything
totally.
And makes it better.
Choreo
you never
person.
Know.
Guys, also, thank
you.
So yeah, thank good
you.
Live.
Thank
like,
you.
It was awesome.
Thank
like,
you so much.
It was really
I do think
like,
the live show is really fun and everyone on stage is very good at their job.
Literally. And the people were like, it was really fun, like crowd and crew.
The lunatics roll out.
Yeah. And I was there and my younger sister was there. Like she had just
fun.
Separately was going.
That's tight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was
Wait,
cool. So we
sick.
Like kind of like met up for a sec and then we were like,
bye.
Yeah. And like went into our own little things.
That's awesome.
It was so fun. And my cousin was there.
That's so a family reunion.
Like literally.
That's
actually.
Amazing.
Can you sing Stay Away?
No, but it was an awesome concert. I love you guys' music.
Thank you. That's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Totally.
I'm glad.
Period.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm like,
No, I love it. You guys are very funny.
It's so crazy. I'm fans like, of what both like, of you make do. Music. So. Like that's yeah. just like what you do.
Ugh, it's so cool. Yeah. We should make music, except we can't and we won't. So
yeah. There was a time where this is the whole comedian musician
thing. I know exactly. Right. We're wanting it so bad.
Right. Yeah. What's the thing?
Comedians want to be musicians. Musicians want to be comedians. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like looking from across the fence at each other.
Yeah.
Longingly. Oh, I love what you do.
Grass is greener.
Interesting.
Love what you do.
That's really interesting.
Can't imagine doing
I'm trying to get more and more into music.
Charlie plays piano.
Oh,
I play
cool.
piano. And I like singing.
Cool.
But I songwriting. Natalie's always like, you should write a song. And it's like, I don't have.
Well,
there's
I can't
do
Charlie that. Was really upset. And I was like, I think you have a song in your heart.
Right. And you ended up being wrong. I didn't have one.
That's so true. Sometimes I was wrong.
You were like, I'm feeling it so hard. You have a song in your heart. And I was like, okay, let me try. And I was like, no,
this whole time I've been thinking that you just didn't act on it. But the truth is the fact that you didn't act on it means it wasn't there.
It wasn't there. Like, I just didn't have it. And that's fine.
What do you think, actually?
I relate to that. Because I've experienced things and I've had big life events and I've experienced big emotions. And I'm like, man, maybe I could write a song. I've written two songs in the past 10 years. Two. And like, it's like, I do think in order to become a songwriter, you have to receive praise early on in your youth.
About that.
About your skill.
Mm-hmm.
And then because you've received the praise, you can continue to do it and make bad songs and then be like, oh, it's
that
actually fine.
Yeah.
The feeling isn't dead. I can still use that feeling in another song. I don't have that experience.
The discouragement can be so intense.
Yeah, cool, because so much of it's going to suck.
Right.
You have to, like, you just have to write so much.
Right,
yes,
right.
Totally.
Kind of with
and
anything.
And I can't
you have to just
do that.
So much, you know?
Like, yeah. I need instant gratification. Right. I, like, need to be instantly
good. Wait, but
what
was your path with, like, producing? And, like,
I just, like,
playing and stuff.
Well, like, I was, like, you know, my family, a lot of my family members are musicians. So I have, like, my grandfather's a, like, jazz saxophone player. My dad's a drummer. My mom and my dad met because my mom's a bass player. She gave it up when she had a kid. She's a house painter by trade, but she, like, you know, she gigged and played jazz bass. And
that's awesome.
So they're like, kind of.
Really?
Well, yeah. Oh, it's very sweet. I mean, I think they probably think, like, the music that I make is, like, a little silly because they're, like, jazz, like, intense. Like,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah. They're, like,
kind of like, yeah, like, you know.
I understand.
Bebop stuff. My grandfather's wife, my step grandmother, was a classical piano teacher, so I trained with her, took classical piano until I was like 12, and then I took classical guitar for a minute, and then I kind of did other stuff.
Classical guitar is like, it's like medieval.
That's sick.
Yeah. I don't remember any of it.
Really? Right. Is it very different?
Kind of, yeah. Okay. You're supposed to grow your fingernails out and stuff, and that was just like gross to me.
Yeah.
So funny.
They're like, you need to grow 5 inches taller.
It's like, yeah.
That's like a huge like lifestyle change. Right, exactly. It's like you have to really want it. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's just gnarly. So I didn't do that, and then I just kind of like fucked around, and then I started producing more when we formed the band because Katie was like into Ableton, which is like a program that we use to make stuff. And she kind of showed me how to use it. And I was like, oh, this is great. Because I always like, I'm not a good drummer and I'm not a great bass player, but I can like write drum and bass parts using this. And I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
And then I just got kind of into it. Cause I really like making, I like love writing drum parts, but I'm not a fucking drummer.
Wow.
So,
you do have that.
How it is.
Like songwriting thing or song producing, like
kind of, yeah. I'm, but that's like it's
does
less
it feel like a different skill.
It kind of feels like I feel like you have to be really in your emotions when you're songwriting because you're like trying to figure out like what the truth is, like tell find the truth thing. I mean, I don't really know because I'm not really a songwriter, but the music thing for me feels more like you can like. I'm sure it happens with songwriting too, where you're like in a flow state and shit's just coming out and you're channeling, which happens like because you've practiced doing it. And I kind of feel that way with music. Like I've played a lot of music and I've been playing music since I was a little kid. So I feel like I can just kind of like receive and channel at times.
So interesting. That must be the best feeling.
It's pretty cool.
It's like total flow state. Like
it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens once in a while. Oh, and it's pretty great. Cool. It like it makes you want to keep doing it.
Literally.
Just sick.
How long does, like, a spell last? Do you know what I mean? Like, when you're, like, flowing.
Honestly, like, sometimes, like, just a night. Yeah. Like, you're just lucky. I mean, it's probably the same thing, like, when you just have a good idea. And you're like, oh, my God, I don't know where that great idea came from. But Yeah. I have it.
Right.
Or it's like, yeah, like when you're, I don't know, it feels like when you're killing. Like when you're,
right.
I mean, yeah, you're either bombing or you're killing in life in general.
That's so awesome.
And
you're bombing or you're killing.
Yeah, well, kind of.
It's nice it's to know that like, sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't, and like all you can do is 100%. Kind of like show up for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's like kind of the writing philosophy, right? Where you're like, you kind of just have to do it every day, and like some days it's gonna be bad.
Yeah.
Some days you're gonna like try to write shit. You're like, this isn't working. It's not feeling good. But then like, you have to do it every day because you'll catch it when it comes, and you just have
and
to be there.
And it's interesting that like
you're more primed to catch it if you're practicing it.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
like things that you have a like that we all have like a penchant for, or just like a like it, you just like a certain like.
Yeah.
thing, and that mixed with like being having like a proclivity for it or something,
yeah, totally.
And then that makes the overcoming the discouragement of being bad at it less like intense.
Yeah.
You'll be bad at everything at the beginning,
totally.
But like, if you kind of like have a knack and really like something, like, when it's good, it feels better than the bad of when it's bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, it's the same thing of like. I don't know. I to a certain extent, like, I'm sure this was the case with both of you. Like, if you get praise for being like a funny kid, like, that's it makes you do it more. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
if you're getting validation from your peers that way, it you just like you foster a certain proclivity to to engaging with people in a certain way. And it is the same thing with like. The creative process in general.
Right. I mean, you and the classical guitar.
Yeah.
And the kids on the playground. I was like,
honestly, I was like really quite bad at classical guitar, but I was like good at music. I just didn't really know in what way.
Yeah.
Like,
because
I didn't really have a penchant for like an instrument. I didn't feel like this is my voice. Like when I'm playing the piano,
that's
I was like,
so.
I just didn't feel it.
Wait, that's so sick and resonant to you, where you're like, I know something in this like world like calls to me.
Yes.
I don't know like what pathway, I don't know what like. Track or like what medium really
totally
like and that can feel so satisfying when you actually find it.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't understand at all like what, because I think it just because of the people that I grew up around and the types of musicians that were like in my family and in my life, I was like, oh, okay, so like you have an instrument and that is your thing
and you can like
and I didn't really
with it,
have
play
that.
With other people or whatever but like it's via your instrument
like you pick that and then you become like a you aspire to become prodigiously talented at that one thing. And I didn't really feel like any one instrument spoke to me in that way.
But you play on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Guitar.
Yeah. I play guitar and I play and piano on stage.
And I meant to say piano.
Right. A lot of people do think
frankly.
I play the bass. But
really?
Yeah, people, close friends of mine have been like, you play the bass, right?
Well,
no,
I'll tell you something.
You've
like,
known me for 10 years.
Sometimes it's like, what's the damn difference?
Yeah.
To the outside eye. Except the vibe of the player is
different. Like,
And it's like sometimes you don't know if that's the person or if it's the instrument that makes you kind of like act a little differently about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I kind of know what you mean.
Cool.
I know what you mean from an outside perspective. Yeah.
But you have to
they
understand,
look
like,
similar.
I'm seeing this in like really like big, like broad
burped
strokes.
Into the mic. Sorry, folks.
I think that's
right
fine.
In
like,
go ahead and
I
keep
think that.
That
people are receptive to that.
Yeah.
And
this that's a new thing for me. I'm not a burper, but so
what?
I don't know how to behave myself with it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like raised that way.
Got it. It's hard with the burp because it's like,
they fly out.
Like, honestly, it's just like a burp and like a fart. It's like, you just don't have the structure to like handle them.
Yeah. And they've been going on for so long. And it's like,
we
still
haven't found
don't have
a
the
way.
Yeah.
Really.
And like a sneeze, it's like, there's a right way to sneeze and a wrong way to sneeze. And if you do it the right way, like no one feels weird. No one's mad. Like just sneeze into your elbow or like into a tissue. And
or
like,
I do it into my shirt.
I do that too.
You both do? That's so random.
You know
I
what?
Know. Yeah.
I do feel like there is a wrong, well, not the wrong way to sneeze, but you can do everything right. But still, sometimes if you're in an enclosed space, people are like, I'm not loving that.
I didn't like that. Like on the train.
Yeah, I'm always sneezing on the train. Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah.
And
do you
people,
hold it? Do you go, that,
right?
Yes, but sometimes I'm like, oh God, like the embarrassment of that, like feels uncomfortable for people too.
Yeah. One time my cousin who was a nurse was like, you have to let those out.
The sneeze.
Shoot.
She was like, something's trying to get out of your nose. Like,
you need to like.
Don't it. Like.
Right.
Flinch it in.
Yeah.
Damn. I thought they used to, didn't they used to say, they used to say that like if you held it in, go, or whatever, yeah, that you like burst, you can like risk bursting
blow
something,
a, yeah, blow your brain up.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. There's a lot of pressure.
Right, yeah, literally. Yeah. Oh, sneezing is so like actually orgasmic. Like,
it is. Yeah, they're right when they said that.
Best feeling ever. And I have that thing where if you look in the light, you sneeze. Mm-hmm. So it's like I can actually like bring it on. Mm-hmm. It's actually like it's totally perverted. Yeah,
being totally in control of your
literally. And if it's like sunny out, pleasure. But I'm like,
wait,
happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it, without needing to sneeze.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. Oh.
I know.
Do you sneeze in a pattern? Like I always sneeze twice.
You do?
Always. That's so if I sneeze cute. More than twice, I'm sick. Like that's how
oh,
I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Twice, like in a row, like that.
Yeah.
Like if it'll you be one, like, there's a second
one.
Coming.
And then someone will say, bless yeah. you, and I'll be like, there's another one, sorry. And then it literally it comes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't, but my girlfriend sneezes five times.
That's awesome.
It's actually
five
like,
is amazing.
So funny. I think it's cute. Like
is it fast? Like
they go off like that. It's literally like and that's I went, awesome. I was with her family recently and I was seeing that like everyone approaches it differently. Like her mom just like talks right through it. Mm-hmm. Like,
you're
like
sneezing,
her
yeah.
brother like says, waits and then says one at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
I do one at the beginning and one at the end. Bless you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know
totally.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So like acknowledge that the sneezing are starting and
let
then
them
acknowledge
sneeze.
That it's ending. Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's like sneeze, bless you, four sneezes, bless you.
Literally.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Do you have a pattern? No.
No. I sneeze like my dad.
There are like, hereditary huh? sneezes.
No. Yeah.
They blast you.
Yeah.
But it's also like nature versus nurture kind right. of thing.
No, I mean totally.
Right. I used to scream like, ah, dude. My grandma one time was like, you don't need to do that.
I was like,
and you
shut
are
the
in control.
Fuck up.
She literally pulled me aside and she was like, that's, I was like, it just happens. She was like, it doesn't. You're screaming. And
yeah.
You don't have to.
Wow.
I was like,
holy shit.
But, you know, she taught me right.
Yeah. To be raised correctly.
Those moments of honesty, like, mm-hmm. they're intense, but sometimes they really hit correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are right. Yeah.
Literally. And, like, the one person who was kind of, like, kind enough to be mean to you, like, you'll never forget them.
Thank
my
you.
Grandma.
yeah, yeah.
I'll never forget that random woman yeah, who told me that thing. yeah. All right, yeah.
Kind enough to be mean. Okay.
How long have we been going, by the way, I wonder?
108.
All right.
Love it.
So we're rounding out.
Right.
This has okay. honestly flown by, I'll be totally honest.
I've been enjoying myself.
Thank
we have
God.
Two left.
Perfect.
The first, let's switch it up. Okay, you'll have to tell me if I'm reading this correctly. Correctly. Cable instinct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what this is.
This is.
I'm very curious about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I like on your like streaming logins or whatever, like... You know, I feel like a lot of us have like a couple passwords that we use for like low grade like privacy, you know, like not like the bank password, but like whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like, okay, which one is this? I'll try a couple. And then there's certain passwords like when I try and use my parents' cable
fuck
login
me.
To get to like mm-hmm. HBO or something, that is like pure instinct. Like you have to type whatever comes into your mind because it's the most like deep, lowest, longest memory, you know? And like if you overthink it for a second, you lost it. Yeah. But you're like, I don't know why. I'm
you have to get into like a trance state.
Like I don't know why. And it's like, don't ask. Like just go.
Right.
Because
yeah.
whatever it is, it's like you knew it when you were like 12. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like it hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. You know, like
yeah, of course.
They haven't changed the cable login. Like they probably don't even know they have that anymore or something.
I'm curious, do you find were your parents when they were or your family members when they were creating the cable password mm-hmm. like was there a sense of security gravitas?
No.
So it's like password 123
literally
type
like
stuff, yeah.
If you guys want to get in like you would
you're
get
in
on like a couple tries
right. Okay yeah. It's like the names of the kids
right.
and then the
my,
year
yeah.
the dad was born
literally my
like
parents
that.
Were not very like internet scared
okay yeah,
like they
yeah,
were
yeah.
kind of like
we're like,
we just
good.
Can't fucking remember any of this stuff
right.
So
yeah just
my
were you guys was your family like were you guys cyber scared?
My mom was a little cyber scared. So she has kind of like intense number case.
Really?
Shit.
Like almost
oh, really?
Like a randomized password?
Not fully randomized, but it's usually a combination of like a few related things. But it is like capital letters, numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like there's stuff in there of like, this is going to be, they're yeah. not going to figure this
that's
shit
intense.
Out.
That's
yeah.
intense.
Yeah. My mom's is like, I with my mom, I'm kind of like, who hurt you? Because it's like, she'll also like change her passwords a lot to stuff
really?
Where it's like,
interesting.
I'm like, what's
is she
the
trying
new-
to shake you?
I not us, but like I think for maybe for a job or something, she had to change passwords and so got in the habit. It's actually like a perpetual source of confusion where it's like first I go to my brother, I'm like, do you know like the Netflix login? And he's like, no. And he's asking that to me. And then we go to my mom and she's like, I don't know it. And then she's like, try one of these three things. And there's like kind of like a coterie of passwords that we kind of.
Of course.
The way, they're very funny. And I really want to be able to tell them to you guys. I can't at all. But there's
Charlie has like a history of like trying to divulge like his honestly social security number on the
podcast.
I'm like, it's hilarious. But my I want to give you like the vibe of her passwords, like where it'll be like, it's like that weird dog 21.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where I'm just like worried.
No, but that's fine. Don't worry
but
about
that. But that's apparently the best kind of password.
Because you remember it, but you're like, you remember it, and it's like, you know where
it's
the cases are.
Or something? I don't remember.
No, it's good.
I remember someone
I just like that it's
our,
a narrative.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That dog over there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
like thought.
Like the big, the big egg 44 is like the kind of vibe
that's
of some
good.
Of the passwords.
That's cool.
It's funny.
It is
I
funny.
Like that.
There's a sense of humor.
Or at least it's fun.
Right.
I think I'm remembering that when I was in high school, they brought in like a cybersecurity like guy, and he was like, never have your last name or your first name in any of your like email.
Right.
And it was like every email now is like Natalie.Rotterleyman.
In your email. Right. Because
he was
actually,
scared.
One person.
Everyone. Just, also, every important person on Earth's email is like, like Michelle Obama at mac.com.
Literally.
Like, it literally
it's
is.
It's so true.
That.
Like, actually, this is just like a PSA. Like, if you ever want to email someone,
no, you can.
Like a celebrity, it's like
at Mac.
Odds are it's their first name, their last name at gmail.com.
You can also, like, text them that way because it's like if this is their iCloud account. I know people who used to do that with, like, big, like, political figures
that
would, like, text,
so
like,
funny.
How can you text them?
Because it's like if they're, it's their iCloud, you know
Anthony
what I mean?
Anthony Weiner at gmail.com.
People, you could do that. You could be like, and you'd be like, hey, Anthony, like, I'll be in DC this weekend if you want to link up. And he's like, who is this? And you're like, God, and he's like, you should repeal blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Let's end. Like, honestly, it's been amazing.
No,
oh, I'm sorry, Charlie.
One more.
I don't have to do
one more.
No,
let's far do away. Quickly, we'll end on that.
No, I don't want to do that one.
Okay,
great.
Wait, but I want to talk about passwords for a little longer.
Yeah. Right?
Or emails.
Both.
Which is that I recently got an email address from someone who was like, sometimes people are like, you know, your address is online. And I'm like, whatever. Like, my, like, home address. And it's like, okay, I shouldn't have that. Fine.
No, like, you shouldn't.
Right, but I don't.
But how do you get rid of that shit?
Whatever.
Who put it online?
And you can kind of find anyone's address. But they all, someone then
it's
recently emailed
up.
Me and was like, hey, I just want you to know that I found your email address and you should probably not have this on here. And they sent me, like, an email and I was like, so this is the only threatening email I've ever gotten, actually. Like, it's like, you warning me is, like, the weirdest thing that's ever happened to my email. And it was like a funny thing of
everything
like, hey,
is,
I didn't do anything bad, but I seriously could have.
Like, sent you like lewd emails.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm also just like, I don't know, I get emails from everyone and
like,
everything.
You
it's like,
can't hurt me the way Madewell has. Like,
exactly.
Like, if the goal is to annoy me, like, don't worry. Like,
the thing
I'm
with
already
passwords
annoyed.
Is you're like, well, I have to make a password for any fucking little thing I do.
Right.
You're ordering like a sandwich and they're like, so we need you to make an account
to
get the sandwich.
That
I'm like,
pisses me off.
Because also, I'm like, where's the fucking security in that? Like, talk about, I'm like, you need me to make a password right now and you want me to like.
But you give everyone your credit card information.
All the time. And
so I'm like, security, shmigurdy.
Right. Actually, like, it's kind of astonishing that more bad stuff doesn't happen with that.
Check out as guest.
Right.
Let me check out as a guest.
Exactly.
Check out as guest, please.
Well, you know what I keep getting now on my Instagram is ads that are like, I filled out one like a class action lawsuit, and so now all my Instagram ads are class action lawsuits, and
that's
really
awesome.
It's amazing, and they're really funny because it's stuff. So sometimes it's stuff where I'm like, really, like it'll be like, did you buy a movie ticket at the Angelica, a little an independent theater in New York, and they're like, you might be entitled to compensation,
because they found lead in the building,
exactly. Right. Or it'll be like, sometimes they're like things like, do you have a Grizzy account? with Gronk, you're about to be rich.
Those actually depress me. I get them too, because it's like, yeah. What it mostly feels like is just alerting you to the way that like every single thing you interact with is poisoning you and stealing
tracking.
Your money
right.
and information.
And tracking
and
you, right.
what you can get in return is like $2.
Right, exactly. You sign up for them and they're like, here is $10.89.
Right. It's like, so if you've eaten or drinking anything or gone anywhere in the past 5 years, like,
we know
you
about
could
it.
Probably get $1 altogether. Right. And those places really hurt you. Like,
it's true.
All right, I'm a little hungry, I guess, is what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
But wait, I don't mean to rush us. I had the best time.
This was really fun.
Really
thank
good.
You.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
It was fun. Anytime.
And like, literally.
Come
like,
do our podcast.
You. We'd love to.
Literally,
I
deal.
You said the name of it.
Oh, my podcast?
But it's
private. Yeah, Gaiotic. Drinkag1.com/gaiotic.
10%
off. That's your first order with vitamin D3+K2.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
That, yeah. I got sent that.
Yep. I didn't get sent the D3. I don't know what that is.
It's I have a little dropper. Yeah.
Oh, it's a dropper.
And okay. It was fine.
I've done it in the HeadGum office. Yeah.
Nice. Right
and
before to just amp up.
Yeah. That was a crazy episode.
yeah. To go absolutely crazy on the mic.
Literally.
All right.
Well,
about,
thank
never
you.
Mind.
Oh.
I just want to keep going, but I'm not hungry.
I know.
So I could keep going, but this is usually reversed.
What are you
going
to eat?
Well, I'm going to kick that to you guys. Like,
let's get tacos.
Maybe like across the street.
Yeah, you can.
Something.
All right, let's go.
That's a good idea.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And
thanks, folks.
Thank you to you, and thank you to God.
As always.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll shout out.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.